Prominent local physician and HIV specialist, Anne-Marie Zeidlick, is seeking the Green Party nomination for the next federal election. Zeidlick is one of two people currently confirmed to be seeking the nomination, the other being Dylan White. Zeidlick is the founder and medical director of the Hope Health Center, a regional HIV/AIDS clinic located in Guelph. She also former director of ARCH, an organization that provided care, treatment and prevention services for those living and at risk of HIV and AIDS. In 2006, she started the Bracelet of Hope campaign, which raised $1 million for an HIV/AIDS clinic in Lesotho, Africa. Today, Bracelet of Hope is a charitable organization with mobile health clinics servicing remote parts of Lesotho with primary care, pediatric care, vaccinations, HIV testing and COVID testing. Zeidlick said she was approached by the Liberal Party over a year ago to consider running. She declined since she wants to work with a smaller party, like the Green Party, so she can cross party lines to get things done. I've got some strange perspective because, again, I'm not into being a politician. But I am into using a position to create change, specifically locally, said Zeidlick. She will be turning 61 this fall and is looking to wind down her family health practice of 36 years. She's at a stage in her life where she's thinking about retirement but said she can't retire. The reason for that is the world's a mess, she said. So if there's something that I can continue to do that contributes to an effort that makes the world healthier, even in a small way, and then inspires people who are hopeless to no longer be hopeless, then that's what I want to do next, said Zeidlick. Her main focuses for the Green Party is to build a local primary care clinic in Guelph and create a climate change entity for education with local action to fight the climate crisis. The clinic would be a place for patients to access care under a team of healthcare providers. It would be a one-stop shop where a variety of healthcare providers would be hosted to serve patients based on their needs. I just don't know that I can accomplish it as an ordinary citizen, she said. If she becomes a member of parliament, she thinks she can get it done by connecting with all levels of government. She's attracted to the Green Party because of its vision for policies around climate, healthcare, housing and the economy. If there's a Green MP in this area, Kitchener and Guelph is just like a powerhouse of green that could really make loud noises for climate, for healthcare, and just sort of give people an option for how we do things, said Zeidlick. If she is chosen as the candidate for the Green Party, she will have help at her primary care practice so she can reduce her hours there and hit the ground running for her campaign. She knows it's going to be a lot of work and is looking forward to it. Be hopeful. There's a lot that's happening that's putting us into a state of despair. But I think there's lots to be hopeful about. We need good leadership. That's what's missing, said Zeidlick. A Green Party nomination campaign kickoff is being planned for August. The nomination contest will wrap up in mid-fall. The next federal election is expected by October 2025. Since it's a Liberal minority government, an election can be called at any time. Janice Folk Dawson, a longtime local Labour leader, is the NDP's candidate for the election. As for the Liberal Party, City Councillor Domingo Rourke is the chosen candidate. Bob Cool, the chair of the Candidate Selection Committee for the local Conservative Party Riding Association, said there are two people whose names have been sent to the party's National Selection Committee for vetting after they filed letters of intent and were vetted locally. He declined to name them, calling them good candidates, and said the federal party will decide when the local party will choose its candidate. There is no deadline yet for candidates and no deadline for when a selection event will be held, Cool added.